You are now tuned in to Super Kids Audio Stories, the podcast starring real kids with customized stories about their adventures as a superhero. Written and narrated by A.L. Knox.
Previously on The Adventures of J.J. Wright, J.J. Wright comes across the electricity thief. Which this electricity thief has a name, and his name is the Voltster. Upon learning this information, J.J. Wright was quite fascinated with the Voltster's name, as he found it was pretty cool name. Finds out that the description was perfect, and it is a teenage boy not too much older than J.J. Wright. Soon thereafter, the two of them have a scuffle. The Voltster, as his name implies, is able to shoot electricity from his body for various different purposes. And because of their scuffle, J.J. Wright uses his mighty wrench, which is made of metal, and tries to swing it at the Voltster. However, the Voltster fires a bolt of electricity, which gives our hero quite the shock there. And because of that, the Voltster manages to escape, but not before he threatens J.J. to never come after him again. Disappointed in the battle, J.J. Wright leaves and he heads home. As soon as he heads home, he has a talk with his mother. His mother is pretty much brushing his hair and grooming him and whatnot and nurturing him, because that's what good mothers do. Shortly thereafter, his father walks in. They have some really good family bonding time. And they give him some pretty good tips and whatnot, because even though J.J. Wright is a superhero, all good superheroes need a good support of family and friends and whatnot around them to inspire them and keep them going forward. But now, we will resume with our normal scheduling program. J.J. Wright's father brings to his attention that metal is an excellent conductor of electricity. J.J. Wright then has a surprised facial expression. Oh, yeah. That guy said the same thing. But most of my tools are metal. My super screwdrivers, my mighty wrench, and helper nails are all metal. How can I beat this guy? J.J. Wright's father opens his magical toolbox for him. He pulls out a wooden hammer that was inside. J.J. Wright has a curious facial expression as he speaks. My grand hammer? What about it? J.J. Wright's father reminds him that wood is a good insulator. It is not a good conductor of electricity, and it will nullify the Voltster's attacks. J.J. Wright has a happy facial expression. Really? Thanks, Father. J.J. Wright and his father hug again. Shortly thereafter, J.J. Wright puts on his golden-colored hard hat and proceeds towards the door. His mother asks where he's going. J.J. replies that he's going to catch the Voltster and turn him into the authorities. His dad smiles as he gives him a thumbs-up gesture. J.J. leaves the house as he runs down the street at speeds over 55 miles per hour. Upon traveling, J.J. Wright comes across dozens of police vehicles speeding down the street. One police vehicle spots J.J. Wright and stops. The officer tells J.J. Wright that they have found the culprit responsible for the city blackout. He offers J.J. Wright a ride to the scene. J.J. Wright agrees. We see the police vehicle speeding down the street as J.J. Wright stands on the roof of the police car. J.J. Wright has his arms folded as he takes a cool pose. They arrive on the scene to see the police officers have used their vehicles as a barricade to surround the Voltster. The police get on their radios and tell the Voltster to surrender. The Voltster laughs as he puts his hands in the air like he's surrendering. The Voltster launches a shockwave from his gloves, which flip the police cars over, upside down that is, and also knocks several policemen back. One police car flips in the air as it is seconds before it lands on the men. J.J. Wright pulls out his super flathead screwdriver from his magic toolbox and thrusts it at the car. The impact makes the police car split in half, thus saving the men. One police officer yells that the perpetrator is getting away. "Not so fast," said J.J. Wright. As the Voltster runs away, J.J. Wright begins to chase him. "Catch me if you can." The Voltster climbs up a ladder, which leads him to the roof of a building. J.J. Wright pursues. The Voltster runs and jumps to another rooftop of a building.
I can do that too, said J.J. Wright,
as he jumps to the next rooftop in pursuit. It becomes a rooftop chase until they arrive at the city water plant. The Voltster stops.
"Tired of running? I can do this all day," said J.J. Wright.
The Voltster sarcastically claps.
"So can I, but we've arrived at my destination."
Thank you for listening to Super Kids Audio Stories. Tune in every week to listen for new adventures. Please visit our website at superkidspodcast.com. Email us at hello@superkidspodcast.com. This podcast can be found on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, and YouTube. We would appreciate it if you shared this with your family and friends. Thank you.